China today launched an unmanned spacecraft into orbit from a launch pad in the northwest of the country. It's the fourth such spacecraft launched in the last 3 years, and it's part of the country's preparation for its first manned space flight, possibly within the next year. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, this is a week-long mission. What else can you tell us about today's launch?
Well, we don't know a huge amount about it, partly because it's so shrouded in secrecy. The government has not been letting on many of the details. Having said that, though, they did put what they want known in the newspapers this morning, and that is that the spacecraft took off at just after midnight this morning from a base in the northwestern desert part of China. It's going to be up there for a week, as you say. We don't know yet if they've decided to put any animals up there. The last one they put up had a mannequin that was as close to a human being as they could make it. And the presumption is that this craft, the capsule, will again return to Earth as the first three did.
What about a manned mission within the next year, possibly?
Well, certainly people here are saying that. A lot of the experts I've spoken to before at the universities and the think tanks have stopped talking to me now, which suggests that something might be imminent. Initially, people were talking about Jiang Zemin, the outgoing president, wanting to still be president when the first manned spacecraft went up, but he is expected to step down in March. And I think that is a little bit optimistic to suggest that they could put this up in the next 3 months. Having said that, though, we do know that there are astronauts in training. Astronauts chosen from the Chinese Air Force have been in training for the last couple of years.
Is China's space program a civilian operation or is it military?
It's very much a military-run program. As I say, the astronauts are taken from the Air Force. They are part of China's military, and this is one of the reasons that a few eyebrows have been raised around the region, and there are some concerns, I suppose, about what China might want to do with a military-run space program. But the Chinese say it's purely peaceful. It's not to be used for military means. It's just that the military have the capability initially gained, actually, from the Soviet Union way back in the 50s and 60s, and that's why they're leading the program.
But outside of the International Space Lab, there isn't much interest these days in manned space flight. Why is China so keen on putting a man in space?
A lot of it is to do with prestige. The Chinese it's amazing living here because you talk to so many Chinese people who seem to have such a sort of inferiority complex. They feel, and I think the government feels, that China has been looked down on for too long, for decades, for a century even, by the West. And so this is like another step in bringing China to the sort of great power status that it feels that it should have. And it comes on the heels of several other things that have happened recently that are in that mold. For instance, gaining the right to stage the 2008 Olympics, entry into the World Trade Organization. These are all things that the Chinese government can say to their people: look, we're on the world stage, we're a player, we're a big power, we're a major power, and they're very proud of that, and they want to lay some of the ghosts of the past to rest with major projects such as this.
Rob, thanks very much. NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.